back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now today we're going behind the scenes on Holland America. And I have to ask you guys, have you ever wondered about the excursions and how the cruise line determines exactly which ones to offer? How they, you know, find all these great places for us to go and for us to really experience these destinations with such a great way to learn a lot and have a lot of fun. Both of those. So on my behind the scenes with Holland America, I had a chance to talk with Adriano, who is the Shore Excursions Manager with Holland America. And he has 20 years experience with various companies. And that's what he's been doing the whole time, is coming up with these great excursions. So listen to my conversation with Adriano. How do you guys go about deciding like what excursion to include? Or do you have like a big grand kind of list of them? And you go down and you say yes to that one, no to that one. How does it work?
Well, we do have a very long list that it's provided by the tour operators. And then what we do every season, if we decide to add any new tours to the list, what we do, we always do a site inspection. We go and then we check the tours. We check if that will be suitable for the type of guests we have on board. Because, of course, that's a big thing as well. Based on the type of guests we have on board, then we see if we would offer more active tours, more city tours, and that's how that would be. Of course, the list of active tours and sightseeing tours that is based on the age of our guests as well. So there is a big study behind that we do every season. And based on the actual season, we can always see what would be interesting to add and even recommend to the tour operators to add something else. So, but it's always based on the type of guests that we are going to have on board that ship and for that specific itinerary.
So are you finding then that guests of a certain demographic, like maybe a certain age, like to do a certain thing, like maybe certain age wants to see more historic and cultural things, or a younger group, maybe they want to do more active things. So how does that, what does that look like?
You're right, when you mention that. So when we have like a younger crowd, I've been on other cruise lines as well, so that depends on how it is. I've been on other bigger companies that we had large number of younger people on board, and they would, of course, they would prefer to do bike and kayaking, and we do have all that as well. But then, of course, then we only have few options. But based on talking about the Zenden, the ship that you're on board right now, so we understand that our guests, they would prefer more history and sightseeing tours and all that. So then we do have a large variety of tours, including city tours and all the history of the cities. And then we add a few adventure tours for those people that they prefer to do something more active.
Mm-hmm. You can't just always assume that if they're older, they're less active, because there are quite a few older people that are active.
No, that's a very good point. Actually, today we had a hike going to one of the waterfalls, and you see, it was a big surprise. We actually had over 20 people, which is a good number for a hike. Mm-hmm. And as you mentioned, we cannot presume that just because they are a bit older that they wouldn't like to hike, for example. Today was a good example, and people, they came back very happy from the hike.
Actually, this, how do you guys kind of sort out things with things that are trending? Because I know now culinary tours and, you know, food tours are like a big thing. And I know you have the partnership with Food and Wine magazine. So why don't you tell us a little bit about that? But also to add to it, kind of how you look at things that are trending and how you go about selecting some of the excursions based on new interests that people have in things when they are traveling.
That's a great question. Now that you mentioned about the food and wine, we've seen actually an increase of people looking for these tours. So it is very interesting how that changes with the time. That a couple of seasons ago, we would have people looking for other type of tours. But we do have now a group that they look for the tours that they are part of with our partnership with the food and wine magazine. We do have many options, actually, this cruise. And I always promote them as much as possible because people, they come back very happy. We do have, I see not only about, not talking about New England, Canada only, but I was doing the MAD last season, and a couple of seasons ago, I was in Asia, and I see the same in all these different itineraries. We have many tours now that you go to local markets with one of the chefs, then you buy all the ingredients, and then you go with this famous chef, and you cook. And you cook your own lunch.
Yeah,
we have some tours for this run, but that's very interesting because it goes back to the to your question, and I definitely see an increase, and it is increasing all the time at the number of people that they want to join this type of tours now, and try. They also look for. Tours where they can actually try and meet like local producers. If we have like local cheese or local wine, on this run we also have some tours that they visit the countryside and then they can try the local goat cheese and then they meet the local producers. And I definitely see more and more people looking for this type of tours at the moment. But we also study previous seasons and see how this change happens. And we can also do these researches with guests on board. And you can always see what they are looking for the future. It is very interesting. I really enjoy doing this job. I've been doing it for almost 20 years. And these changes that you mentioned, we constantly see it. It changes all the time what people are looking for.
And it seems like also, too, people are looking for those sort of experiential kind of travels, too. Like you mentioned, like going to the farms and kind of getting involved with the actual cooking, but also, too, going out and meeting the local people and getting involved with activities that maybe before they just wanted to see from afar, but now they want to be involved in them.
It is. We are talking about New England, Canada, but even going to other places, for example, doing the MAD, like, let's say, Italy. I was doing the MAD last season, and I remember that a few years ago, maybe 5 years ago, we used to have everyone going to the Vatican and then going to visit the main sites in Rome. But nowadays, you definitely see this change. People are looking more for tours going to farms and meeting all these local people. It is very interesting. I see that that's definitely increasing the amount of people looking for more like local experience than going to all these touristic places only.
Now, in his role working to coordinate and plan excursions, you can tell that he really knows the destinations and all of the ports where the ships dock. I mean, he was a wealth of information, helping me on my cruise get all settled and choosing the right places to go. So if you're interested in hearing all about some of those different excursions, please go to my website, which is travelbagswithanita.com, for an article highlighting all of the excursions and ports on this cruise, where I cruised from Canada down to New England. It was a really, really nice cruise. You definitely want to check it out. And check out Holland America's website at hollandamerica.com. That's pretty easy to remember. Now, thanks, guys, for listening to the show today. And definitely check out my website, Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. If you missed any of this, you want to hear some more of the details over again, we will have the show there. Now, today's show is brought to you by Allianz Travel Insurance. You know why I love them? It's because they're your travel buddy. Take them along with you. Sign up for their various options for our travel insurance. So there's something there for every trip that you take. And they take all of the worry out. That's what I always say. They're like your travel buddy. So you hand them all of the worry. You take all of the fun and have a great time on your trip. Whether you're cruising or taking a road trip or however you're traveling, Allianz Travel Insurance, they're your travel buddy. They're your right-hand man to make sure that everything goes well. No worrying about anything. So check out their website at AllianzTravelInsurance.com. And again, go to TravelBagsWithAnitaAndFriends.com to hear the show over again and to read an article highlighting all of the excursions that I took and all the wonderful things that you can do on Holland America. Thanks again, guys, for listening today. We'll be back soon with another great destination here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends.